on SEN.
Welcome back to the program. Very nice to have your company this morning. And I tell you what, Tim, Dave Smith is a big name. He's a big name. He's on SB Nation Radio over there in LA. He goes across 600 stations across the states, if you don't mind. And it is a great pleasure to have him join us this morning to talk about the NBA basketball, because our man, Ben Simmons, and that's really all we care about, but there was an unbelievable comeback as well. But we wanted to talk to you first of all about Ben Simmons and the 76ers. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you? Credit for Kyrie Irving, too, playing well since he left Australia when he was, three or four. Do you take credit for him as well?
Yeah, we take credit for everybody that has success with it on the international stage, Dave. Hey, just tell us, because game one was a disaster for Ben Simmons and the 76ers, but he surely turned it around yesterday.
He is such a sensational player. 6'9", 6'10", point guard. He sees the floor. He's an assist guy, a rebounder, a scorer. The only flaw in his game is that he can't shoot, at least not yet. I don't think he's ever made a three-point shot in his career. And when he goes up against the really good teams in the playoffs, like Boston last year, they backed about 10 feet, 15 feet off of him the entire game. And the Sixers are playing basically 4-5 on offense. So that's the only area of his game he needs to improve. Other than that, he's sensational. He's an all-star, and he's probably on his way to a Hall of Fame career.
51 points, though. I think that is that an NBA playoff record in a quarter or not, or close to it? Or was it just a 76 record?
I think it's an NBA playoff record, 51 points, from what I gathered watching the game last night. That was an offensive explosion and well needed, because if they go down 0-2 at home, they were probably going to lose the series. But now I think they're in control again.
So are you predicting, I mean, you watch this game very closely, are you predicting that they are capable of going all the way, the 76ers, or do you think that the inconsistency that they've displayed will be an impediment for them?
They're certainly capable of getting out of the East. I don't think they can win the NBA championship, but I think they can certainly get out of the East. Now that LeBron's gone, the great beast is gone from the East that's dominated recently. They have the talent, but you hit on it right there, inconsistency. They have five all-star caliber players starting, but they haven't been consistent. So that's why I think it's either going to be – I think it's going to be Toronto coming out of the East, but certainly you look at the Celtics, you look at the 76ers, and the Milwaukee Bucks, the number one seed, and they look great in their first game. They're all threats to come out of the East as well.
Hey, Dave, tell us how the mighty Golden State Warriors can be 31 points up and drop that game. That's just extraordinary on the surface.
Well, and they actually had two losses last night. Not only did they blow a 31-point lead in the third quarter, that was I wish I could have gone to Vegas and bet on that one, that the world champions would blow a 31-point lead. You probably could have gotten 1,000,000 to 1 on that one. And DeMarcus Cousins, their all-star center, I feel bad for this guy. He came off an Achilles tear last year with the Pelicans, worked hard to come back at midseason this year, now a quad tear. And, boy, he was hoping this summer he could cash in and get a huge free agent contract from somebody. Now that's going to be gone. So, yeah, that's a big loss, and the Warriors blowing that lead last night. And, boy, how about the Clippers, though? They've been playing like this all year. They're a tough group of guys. They play hard. They're resilient. Nobody thought they'd make the playoffs this year after losing, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin, J.J. Redick, Tobias Harris. They lost them all from last year's team, and yet here they are, still in the playoffs and beating the world champions last night.
How does Steve Kerr explain something like that post-game?
That's a good question. He was kind of at a loss for words last night, just saying, when you're up against a good team and you take your foot off the accelerator and you let up a little bit, these things can happen. And I think, when he was up 31 in the third quarter, he got the starters out of there. And Steph Curry, I think, only played 2 minutes in the third quarter. And if he had to do it over again, he probably would have said, 31, let's try to make it 41 and keep our starters out there. Maybe we can spin them out in the fourth quarter. So I think he got the starters out of there a little bit too early last night, confident of victory.
Dave, as we let you go, and we really appreciate you joining us, Andrew Bogut, did that mean more game time for him given the injury to DeMarcus Cousins?
Oh, absolutely. I would imagine he's going to be the starter now, or else either coming off the bench and playing big minutes. And boy, are they glad they signed him now after this. Now that DeMarcus Cousins goes down, he was so good for them when they won the championship a couple of years ago. And he doesn't score a lot of points, but he rebounds, blocks shots, defends, a great passer for a big man as well. So that was a good pickup.
Yeah, it becomes an inspired bit of recruiting. Hey, Dave, it's great to talk to you. Great to hear your voice. You are a sports god, self-proclaimed, William. We agree with you.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Thank you.
On you, Dave.
Dave Smith.
Always good. He's always up.
ESPN Radio team in LA, 600 stations. What about that for Andrew Bogut? What about fortuitously, or got an opportunity because they wanted some cover. Now
he gets a great opportunity.
He can start. Unbelievable.
He might just be the settling effect that they need there to a Golden State game.
Fate of sport. Wispy, isn't it?